Recovery Radio, KMP3, 1000 Oaks. Listening to the Recovery Radio podcast on KMP3. I am a member of Alcoholics Anonymous, and I will be your host. So much for being here and listening. If this has helped you at all, please pass it on to someone else. I'm very grateful that you're here. I'm grateful that I'm doing this, able to do this. You can email me at sarcasticbigbook@gmail.com. And you can follow me on Instagram at sarcastic.aa.book. Thank you for the letters and the messages. They all reach me and they all mean a lot. So I promised last time I was going to share with you about the big surprise. And I'll tell you right now what it is. It's a new book. And it's called Sarcastic Daily Meditations. And there's 365 brief little daily meditations. And it doesn't deal with recovery directly a lot. It does sometimes, but it's more just spiritual principles in general. And I have to tell you, I love it. Very proud of it. Had a reading party, I guess, before I sent it to be available, and had people over, and it felt great, I gotta tell you. And that's the voice that I was given for some reason. I wanted to talk about a little bit why that is and how that came to be. I've always had that kind of humor, but, you know, I'd be working with someone in AA and I would tell them, you know, what the book says, I'll tell them once, and tell them again, and tell them again, and tell them again, tell them again, tell them again, and then I'd tell them the opposite of what it said, and their ears, like, perked up. I started to notice this, so I started to do that more often. And siding with the negative, and using different words and actually spelling out what not to do and what it doesn't say, it's powerful. And there was a guy I was working with years ago, and I said, give me your big book. I'm going to take some of the pages out because they don't apply to you. I'm just going to take them out. Do you mind? I mean, they don't apply to you. You don't use them in your life. So let's just tear them out of there. And he was, no, 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 what are you doing? No, don't do that. I was like, well, you don't care. I mean, you don't, this doesn't mean anything to you. Why does it have to be here? It's nothing. You want to just go fuck whoever you want to fuck, then do it. It's just, you know, forget all this stuff about the sex ideal and being willing to grow towards it and the right answer coming if we want it and all that. Forget it. Doesn't matter. None of it matters. Do whatever you want. If you hurt people, it doesn't matter. Let me tear those pages out of your book. No, please don't. You know, that really bothered him. Really bothered him. And, you know, those are some of the origins that led to my publishing a book such as the sarcastic Daily Meditations. I think they're really funny. I think they're really... I'm proud of it. It's kind of everything I ever wanted to say is in there. I will tell you what January 1st says. I think it says something along those lines. It says, this year, make sure that it's your words and not your actions that speak for you. No, I think that's funny. It's been said a million times, let your actions speak for you, so much that nobody really hears it. But when you say the opposite, I don't know. It's very thought-provoking. Anyways, I love it. Anyways, there it is. There's the surprise. Any second now, it'll be available as of February 27th at 12:45 p.m. Pacific time in the United States. But it will be available all over the place, and there's that. I'm not going to talk about it anymore. There it was. I promised I would, and I have. So. Now. Gotta tell you. Same thing I say all the time. I'm very grateful to be sober. I do not feel like I deserve it. There used to be this guy who scared me when I was new. He used to say, you know, God help me if I get what I deserve. He would say that. God help me if I got what I deserve. The tea today is spiced chai from Trader Joe's. I had to say something about it because there's one or two of you who are keeping track. Anyways, the topic today is this. We had to quit playing God. My understanding of the Big Book is it's the first clear-cut direction that it gives. It's the first clear-cut direction that the Big Book gives, in my opinion. If you disagree, that's fine. That's beautiful. But I feel it is the first clear-cut direction that it gives. We had to quit playing God. How do I know nowadays that I'm playing God? I'll tell you how I know. I'm uncomfortable. Let me explain. I'm uncomfortable because I have a notion of how things are supposed to be going, and they're not going that way. It's that simple. 99% of the time when I am uncomfortable, that's why. If I'm rigorously honest with myself, that is the reason. I know how something's supposed to go, and I know how someone's supposed to act, and I know what it's supposed to look like. And it doesn't look like that. Or they're not acting like that. Or it's not going like that. And that's it. So I'm uncomfortable. I'm really grateful that I'm not trying to run anyone's life today. I'm not today. I don't give a fuck what you're doing. I don't care. I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I'm not all tangled up in what other people are doing. I don't care. And that is a really good feeling. And I'm there today because of years of practicing not playing God. And as a result of practicing not playing God, I have seen things work out without my help. I have seen people go through the process without any aid or opinion or input or guidance from me, and it's fine. And it took me a while, years, to let go of that delusion that I could wrest satisfaction and happiness out of this world only by managing it. Just wasn't sure that you would do the right thing if I didn't tell you what that was. I wasn't sure you would turn the right way without my telling you what that was. I wasn't sure things would work out without my input. And I mean, in every situation, personal, work-related, intimate, you name it, across the board, in every way I could mean this, I mean this. In every way that I could mean it. In every way that you can play God, I played God for a long time. And it is really comforting when you don't really, when you're not trying to control people. Not trying to control people is really freeing. It's so freeing to not try to control people. It's so freeing. And I'm talking about this because almost every conversation I have with almost everyone I talk to involves them struggling with trying to control people. Almost everyone. Not all of them, but most of them. Most of the problems people have in my life are the result of what I'm talking about, somehow. I have a plan, and it's not going that way. So let me talk to you about it. What should I do? I have a way this should look, and it just, life doesn't look like this. So what should I do? I got this person, and, you know, I'm going to tell you what this person's doing or did, or what I fear they're going to do, and then what should I do? My wife has gone through all kinds of phases, like everybody does. She's gone through periods where she's into different things. And to me, not playing God looks like this. Unless it's going to harm someone or her, I'm 100% supportive of whatever she's into. Whether I'm into it or not, whether I agree with it or not, it doesn't matter. My job is to be loving and supportive. I go through phases and periods, and everybody does. That's one little sliver of what I'm talking about, where not playing God. I picked the person I'm with because I like who she is. I'm not trying to change her, make her become someone she's not. It's playing God. If you want to be with a zebra, select a zebra. Don't select a turtle and paint stripes on the turtle and then hate the turtle for not being a zebra. Which is what I used to do. just all these ways of playing God. When I used to do that, it was, I used to pick someone to be with because they were good for my ego. Or because I was bottom line, I would stay in a relationship out of fear. That to me is playing God. To me, that's playing God. It's trying to control things. Well, I'm afraid, you know, if I know I should get out of this relationship, but then I might be alone, and if I'm alone, then no one will ever love me, and then I'll be, you know, so it's just a way of just controlling shit. And I did it for years. That's how I can talk about it. Playing God, to me, is as simple as that. I'll give you another example. It would be awesome if the meeting had somebody I deemed to be a good leader, and everybody was really well behaved during the meeting, and nobody got up, and no one was on their phones, and everyone was super thoughtful of everyone, and that's playing God. That's deciding how something's supposed to be and look. It doesn't matter if the motives are good or bad. To me, that's playing God. And again, usually I can tell that I'm playing God because I'm uncomfortable, because things are normally not going to go with how you want them to go. I have these brief periods where, you know, you can play God and everything also goes your way. And that's just an exhilarating feeling. You just feel like, you know, you've reached the summit of man's accomplishments and just you're just on top of the world. And then it all changes. And then there's disillusionment, confusion. But really, it's just, I don't know how it's supposed to go. I don't think anybody does. I don't think anyone's supposed to. So when I play God, I keep God out of my life. And that's really why I shouldn't do it. When I decide how everything's supposed to go, I keep God out. You know, I've shared on here, let's see, what was it? About 4.5 months ago, I had a stroke. That wasn't my plan. The night before, I wasn't saying, you know, my plan is to be in the hospital tonight, later. With everyone around me scared to death, me not knowing what's happening. That's my plan. That wasn't my plan. But in that situation, I was just looking for God. Playing God would have been, this isn't supposed to happen. I don't know. But what I think isn't supposed to happen is that happens to me and I go to the hospital and I make it harder for everyone and I just make it all worse for everyone. I don't think that's what's supposed to happen. It's something I had control of. I don't know if this is making sense or not. But I just want to go back to the beginning of what I said because it's just so simply put that way. I know I'm playing God when I'm uncomfortable. Because most of the time I'm uncomfortable, it's because I know how it's supposed to go and it's not going that way. And that's it. And think about it, if you're listening to this and you're uncomfortable about stuff in your life, think about that. And see if that applies to you. Are you uncomfortable because you know how things are supposed to go, or there's things that you really believe should be a certain way and they're not going that way? I mean, the answer's probably yes. When I was new, this was just a bunch of gobbledygook. This was a bunch of noise to me. I thought playing God, I just imagined a domineering son of a bitch, and that was playing God. Move your fucking car, you know? Sit down. That's what I imagined. I don't know why. I didn't imagine that you can play God really quietly and with excellent motives and behind the scenes and with a big smile on your face and looking like everything's good, and I didn't get any of that. I just thought, don't be a domineering son of a bitch, and then you won't be playing God. Just be really polite when you manipulate people. Just smile when you do things that are self-seeking, and then you're not playing God. I didn't know. I just didn't know. How could I have? It's fine. But it was very confusing to talk about playing God. And, you know, to me, it's just that simple. Playing God is being attached to a picture of how things are supposed to look. How things are supposed to be, how people are supposed to behave, or all the above. I don't know. I mean, if you really think about it, I mean, who knows? You could have looked at me 2 seconds before I got sober and said, he's never going to get sober. And thank God I struggled as much as I did, because it's part of something very positive now. Now I'm grateful that I worked so hard in early recovery and fought for myself and seized this like a life preserver. I'm grateful for that now. At the time, this is all wrong. This can't be right. This is not supposed to look this way. I'm grateful for it now. So when I see other people struggling, I always think that. I don't know. Maybe they're supposed to struggle. Does that ever occur to you? Maybe someone who's struggling is supposed to struggle. I was supposed to struggle. Maybe struggling is perfect. Maybe that shouldn't be fucked with. I don't know. Definitely know that it's comforting these days to not try to control people. Am I tempted to control people? Yeah, of course I am. Sometimes I am. But it really does keep God out. It's very loving to let people just experience things for themselves and make their own decisions and live with what happens from those decisions, comfortable or uncomfortable. It's very loving to do. Is there anyone in your life you're trying to get them to do something? Is there anyone in your life you're trying to change? You think you'd be completely lost without your assistance? I mean, these are the things I start practicing letting go of, and it changed my life. Slowly. So. Yeah. Playing God. It's really deciding how it's supposed to go. I don't know how it's supposed to go. And usually I know that today. So, try it out. Just be dumb today. I don't know. I don't know how it's supposed to turn out. I'm just going to try and be awesome. All right. That's it for the day. My tea's gone. We'll move on. I am going to go try to live a life that was worth saving. And I hope you do the same.